This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have a question about vaping, and it has been really something that has spread like fire, literally. So what is the Islamic view on vaping?
Alhamdulillah, salatu wa rasulullah. The last few years, the number of people who are using vaping surge in a way, it's like in a pandemic. And it's scary, especially among youth. There is about 10% of those who are middle school are vaping.
Middle school?
Yeah. And 25% of those who are in high school are vaping. So there is a big, huge percentage
that
across
is,
culture,
yeah.
Across different people, different religion, different background, you know. And a lot of people see e-cigarettes as something that is not harmful, you know, alternative to smoking, a safer alternative to smoking. The reality is it's not actually. And a lot of people think it is a safer choice or a safe choice for them. Also, it is a lot of young people use it because you can't trace it, the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So parents wouldn't know that their kids are vaping. But if you look at vaping, it takes the same ruling of smoking cigarettes, and both are harmful. That's why both are haram, mm-hmm. and not allowed. So vaping, let me make this crystal clear. Vaping is haram. Every time you vape, you're committing a sin. Every time you inhale, exhale, you're just making you're putting yourself in a position where you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, this is one of the sin that you do it openly. It's not like a hidden sin. And that's make it worse. Not only that, that when you it is something addictive, vaping has a higher percentage of nicotine than the regular cigarette.
Wow.
Which make it more addictive. Also, it has 30 substance,
the 30 different elements or substances
inside the.
I didn't vaping. Do the research on it, so
yeah. So and many of these substances are unknown, and so many times also they mix with them some kind of marijuana drug
laced. Yeah, with that.
So they infuse it with that to make people even more addicted to it, more relaxing, and so they like it. And many of these substances, they are unknown. They have lead, they have there are so many studies showing how today, with just a simple research, you will find that this is a fact. And anything in Islam is harmful is haram, mm-hmm. no doubt.
So this is the rule, anything that is harmful.
Yeah,
you know,
it is cause a life threat for you, it is haram and is not allowed. That's why there is no different opinions among the Council of Fiqh in the Muslim world today, that cigarettes are haram. So if vaping is the same concept and worse, mm-hmm. so also it is haram. And that's why I would like to be my young brothers to be very careful about vaping. Don't take it lightly. It's just not blowing, you know, air. It's not just e-cigarettes. It's like not an e. It's not a cool thing. It is haram thing. It is harmful thing. You know, and parents, be careful of that as well. You know, talk to your kids. Al-fuqaha yaqulun al-dafa' ashal min al-rafa'. Al-fuqaha, which is a common sense rule, which means
to prevent something from happening is easier from dealing with it after it had happened.
What do we say? We say an ounce of prevention.
Prevention is better than, let's say, a pound of cure.
Cure, okay. Yes. So that's the point. Talk to your children about it. Make sure that you tell them about how dangerous it is. There's a lot of programs online for those who are involved in vaping to help them to quit. Mm-hmm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our children, all of communities from such an evil thing. And one more thing before I forgot. Vaping also in many states, it is basically, or I would assume across the board, it is forbidden for, or it is illegal to have nicotine you know, when you're underage. It's like cigarettes, buying a cigarette.
So you, so what happened? You're not allowed to sell it to underage.
Yeah,
under 18 or 21.
To have a possession of it. So many kids in schools and will be caught having nicotine with them. It's a misdemeanor. So they can go. They will go to court, and it can be in their record, and it calls for them to be, you know, in bigger trouble. Many of these vaping shops also sell marijuana, sell other drugs. So your kids become exposed to so many other things, like a gateway for a lot of haram that and more serious problems that they can get themselves into it with law and with their health, and also a gateway to a bigger problems that they can be involved in.
But why do you think youngsters resort to things like this? I mean, this is...
They think it's cool. They think it is, you know, there is a lot of, like, it's a big industry issue. We just heard, like, this lobby of vaping, they have a lobby in D.C. to make sure that it's still alive to different flavor, you know, it just... they mislead people. You know, cigarettes at one point, cigarettes, there were doctors coming out and telling people, you know, it's okay. It's a cool thing. It can be, even, I'm not sure, but if some even said it can be healthy, you know, for you to smoke sometimes. It's like wine. People say it is healthy to have wine sometimes, even though doctors will tell you, no, it is very, it's unsafe for your liver, for your heart, and so forth. So there is a lot of people don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only after profit
and marketing and peer pressure, and, you know, seeing other people that it is cool to do, and, you know.
So hold on to your deen, remember it's haram. And if you want to quit, just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. If you want to quit, always engage your tongue with dhikrullah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Because they don't go together. I never seen anyone smoking and making dhikr. Subhanallah, or like, alhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. They don't go together. One of them is going to kick the other one out.
It doesn't make it all right if you do dhikr while you're vaping. Right?
Don't, subhanallah. When you start making dhikr, you just can't do it. So make this as one of the tools for you to quit. Thank you.
All right, jazakallah khair.